So you become very, very powerful. You become a power that is greater than the conditioned force of that is in the human mind can act through you when you live in alignment with the isness of this moment. Inner alignment with is, and do not argue with it. You recognize that you cannot. What is at this moment as it is and cannot be otherwise at this moment. It doesn't mean you cannot act, change, help. But it right now, that is. And that what we see as an event, we isolate it by calling it an event, something that happens. But if you could see on a deeper level that there is no isolated event anywhere in the universe, the totality of the universe brings about this so-called event. The form that this moment takes cannot be otherwise it wouldn't be. It's connected to everything else, all the totality. So what is inevitable. It doesn't mean that now you cannot act, that now you cannot help. But you have recognized, first of all, the inevitability of this. So the action that arises and the energy that you bring to it is one of enormous empowerment, which you were cut off from when you denied the power of this moment. When you denied this moment, you denied also the power that lies concealed in this moment. When you deny the form that this moment takes, you deny the enormous power that's concealed underneath it. And that becomes very obvious and very so incredible when something really dreadful happens in your life. And it may be that there's no action that you can take. Sometimes you say yes to this moment, but you know that action arises and you do something to change. You fall into a river, it's cold, and then you get out if you can. And then you are there shivering. That's how it is. You don't bring a whole level of psychological suffering onto it. It's enough to be cold and shivering. Why do you need to suffer on top of that? It's just shiver. It's cold. But there's nobody in the head complaining about it. It's just... The moment you complain, you personalize the whole thing, you become a victim of circumstances in your own mind, you become somebody who needs to be right as against circumstances, and you strengthen the whole dysfunction. And what kind of action can arise out of that? Further dysfunctional action. It's called karma. The end of karma is to live in alignment, not to react against the present moment. Respond to the needs of the now, yes. Not react against the form that this moment takes. Because karma, the word in Sanskrit, means action and reaction. That becomes a wheel, so it's pictured as a continuous wheel. You step out of this wheel of action, reaction, reaction. So what are you reacting against? The form that this moment takes. I don't like it. There's something wrong with it. Shouldn't be happening. With that little thing